Well, I played that backwards. Doesn't matter. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. It is Q Talk America. It is a Tuesday night. You're in Studio C. This is the show. I'm Clayton McKee. Kat Carlson is here. Marnie Ryer. That's Doug Wilkie. Al Perkins has the night off because he's busy doing the Lord's work.
I guess.
I don't know what he's doing. No, he's working. He's very busy. Oh, hi again to everybody in the chat room. I'm getting text messages. There's so many ways to communicate.
So much is happening right now.
In this room alone.
Very important.
They're very important things. In our first hour, we talked a lot about the weather and what everybody was doing. So if you want to listen back to that, feel free to do so. Otherwise, what we're going to do is a little headlines, which is how we start out the second hour of the show. A little later, we're going to talk about some entertainment things and maybe the Wheel of Life. But for now, it's headlines. A fugitive has been, he's put a very modern price on his freedom. Joe Sims cut a deal with the Connecticut City of Torrington's police department to turn himself in if his wanted poster on the department's official Facebook page went viral and garnered 15,000 likes. Sims, who's 29, is wanted on 4 warrants for first-degree failure to appear in court and 3 warrants for second-degree failure to appear. Apparently, he just won't show up at all. Is he on Marnie time?
No.
Maybe he's on Marnie time.
I think
excuse
so.
Excuse me, sir. It's Marnie o'clock.
Marnie o'clock.
Oh, sorry. My bad. You better trademark that. The underlying charges involve drugs, DUI, protective order violation, breach of the peace, and false reporting of cases. Sims initially contacted police over Facebook Messenger after the department began posting wanted posters for various fugitives on its page. He asked them when his image was going to appear, and he suggested that he get 20,000 likes in exchange for his voluntary surrender. But an officer on the other end of that Facebook Messenger negotiated him down from 20 to 15,000. A police spokesman said they had exhausted any other avenues for looking for him and believed he was in New York City. So when he reached out to them to post his wanted poster, we really had nothing to lose, he said. If he turns himself in, we accomplish our goal. If the post got 10,000 views and somebody provides us with information that leads to his arrest, we also accomplish our goal. The likes aspect was just a way to get it out there so more people would see it. We never thought it would become what it has. The post has passed the negotiated likes threshold as of last Wednesday morning, and by early Thursday, by early Thursday, had secured more than 19,000 likes. Sims, however, is MIA. He has yet to submit himself for the arrest that he initially had agreed to.
That's fantastic.
What a dick.
What a
dummy.
Man.
Do you feel lucky?
Good Lord.
That's awesome.
Oh, yes.
Ah.
You know who wasn't lucky?
Who?
These people.
Yes.
A man in Pasco County, Florida is behind bars after deputies say he hit his mother in the head with a corn cob.
Oh! What about a button nose?
You don't even need to read
two
anything
eyes
else.
Made out of coal, right?
The incident reportedly happened at a home in Zephyrhills?
Sure.
All right.
Around 2 a.m. on a Sunday. According to deputies, Cody Cummins.
Yeah.
Okay. 27 years old, threw a corn cob at his mother, hitting her in the head.
Wow.
Can't say it enough times. It's still funny. Deputies say the victim was hurt. But did not have any physical injuries, according to an arrest report.
You'll put an eye out with that. Calm down.
With that corn cob.
Cummins reportedly left the scene, was located and arrested. He's charged with domestic battery. No word on what led up to the attack.
Well, poorly made corn. I bet it was squishy.
A corn cob.
Good thing he doesn't prefer a cream corn. Those cans can hurt.
Maybe it was white corn, not yellow. You don't know.
Wow. Or when it was one of those decorative corn things where they dry
amazing.
It. They dry the corn on the cob. It's like a decorative thing they use. But that's usually done in the fall.
Yeah.
Well, you're right. Right. Harvest.
But yeah, harvest time, right. Yeah.
So alternate headlines, barbecue gone bad.
Very nice, right. Exactly. You want some corn?
Wow.
Not okay.
No, thank you. I'm good.
So we, yesterday, Mom and I did like a little barbecue thing, and we were watching something that had been DVR'd, and at the end of it, it was a nighttime show, so at the end of it came the 10 o'clock news.
Okay.
And it showed this woman who was a little bit frightening. She was 49 years old, looked to be about 68, just certainly, as Mom put it, a little road hard, put away wet. Mm-hmm. Like, she was really,
a little rough.
Like, a little
charming.
Rough around the edges.
Okay. Charming.
And so the headline, I can see the little tagline on the bottom, and it says something about daughter kills mother, blah, blah, or daughter admits to killing mother, blah, blah, blah. And I looked and I went, now quit your fucking bitching about having to move next door. And she burst out laughing because she had just been telling someone, everyone that can get her ear or that will give her an ear. She's like, well, and we lived together 25 years, but now then she kicked me out and makes me love her. Will you just shut the fuck up? People believe you. I mean, part of it's true.
Right.
But, you know.
You did live together 25 years. That part's true,
well,
at least.
There might have been a swift kick here and there. But, you know. It cracked me up. But when we saw that, it was
local story. Wasn't it out in Surprise or Sun City? It was here locally.
That may have been a different one. This one was in Scottsdale. This was 68th Street in Osborne. Woman smothered her mother.
Yeah, smothered her mom.
I was like, so you just...
Listen, lady.
Yeah, listen here, woman. You're fine.
You keep your corn cob. You keep your corn cob.
Yeah. Yeah, you eat your goddamn corn.
That just sounds.
I wonder if they left the little handles on the end.
Yeah, right. That could be dangerous.
Well, that's where your eye gets poked out.
I'm saying. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I tell you what. Terrifying.
I tell you what.
What?
That's just like when the kids go, bull.
Duh. Nuh-uh. I tell you what.
I wish to hell you would, because I ain't got no idea what you're talking
It'll
about.
It'll be later. Not now. It'll be on Marnie O'Clock. I'll tell you on Marnie O'Clock.
Our post-show segment.
That's the fourth hour of the show.
Right? Yeah.
It's just Marnie wandering around the studio.
Well, she's finally on time.
Right. She gets her own hour.
Coming up on Marnie O'Clock.
She gets here late and then just never leaves.
Yeah, no, she stays late. She has to make up her time.
That's right, exactly.
It's part of the union.
I've done it for her work.
Paycheck.
I've done it for work forever. So
you were going to renegotiate your salary.
She's working on flex time.
Again, I have done that forever.
She's a flex timer.
Yeah, she is.
Does that mean do you work from home sometimes too?
Totally. Is that that's exactly right? That's what you do.
Do the show from home.
That's how you fucking rock and roll. I've tried that. I've said that forever. Can I just call in?
I'm actually working on that.
I can call from anywhere.
Just Skype in.
I'm working on it, so it's also video.
Out. We've talked about that before.
No, I don't want to cut out.
I'm just saying.
No.
Live via satellite.
Live via satellite, sure.
Clayton McKee.
So I sent you a couple of pictures.
Oh, my God, you did?
I've been so busy
doing other things.
Yeah.
Important things.
Just saying.
Apparently ignoring your picture sending.
Well, it's important to the story.
I'm sure it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it is.
So let me just tell you about an unlucky or lucky gentleman, actually.
Ooh, is this an audience decides?
No, I think that we're all going to kind of
agree.
You
be the judge.
You be the judge.
Wait, how many?
I got one. You should have had one. There should be two, maybe. But
I have one or two people on a bed. Or no, there's a third person.
Yeah.
I have one.
That's the one that I need.
Okay.
For right now.
That's the one that I need. That's the one I need.
Sure.
God damn.
That was the best dance I've ever done.
Do you need the whole tweet? The whole thing?
The whole thing if possible.
Okay, got it. This is the production part that's supposed to take.
God.
Yeah. Well, we just I prefer it this way. So there's that.
Wow. I prefer
Wow.
We do all of our production on air.
Is that part of the package?
Apparently it is. That is.
Ladies and gentlemen, we call this building the package.
You're building your package.
Just saying. I feel more comfortable with it this way.
I got something else for me just now.
Yep, that's the second story.
Okay, tell me when to go to this picture.
That's the second story.
Okay, tell me when to go to this picture.
So, you know, we've all been out before and maybe had a few too many canoops.
Who?
Not me.
Nobody I know.
I've never met you. So, hungover man.
Hungover man.
Found a selfie in his phone.
Uh-oh.
And he had been tucked into bed.
Who had his phone?
Who can resist a quick selfie with a wasted person?
A Brad selfie followed that.
Not the cops, apparently.
Oh.
Not the cops.
Oh.
So he was tucked into bed by the police.
Oh.
Right. And these two look adorable.
Oh, my God. I just realized now that you say it, I can see it.
In the U.S., allegations of police brutality seem to be a pertinent fixture in the news. And the discussion about the role of self-surveillance cameras and monitoring an endemic social problem is ongoing. Excuse me. In Tasmania, however, things seem to be a little bit different. There, a pair of police officers engaged in what you might call self-surveillance with a twist. Two constables recently took a smiling selfie after safely tucking an inebriated man into bed. And they used the wasted dude's own phone, presumably so he would know exactly what went down after he woke up with what was likely the mother of all hangovers. And it says, after a blackout night, my mate woke up to a ripper selfie on his phone. And it says, so I was just looking through my phone, and turns out these good cunts, by the way.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Took some banger selfies after they took my drunk ass home. Bloody legends.
Yeah, so here's the... Here's
I was
the,
very intrigued by
there's
that.
The, there's the tweet he sent out. There's the picture, but there's the selfie with them. And what's funny...
I appreciate that the police are good cunts.
Here's the, that's an endearing. So
I know.
If you zoom in on
took
that,
my drunk ass home.
That's the two cops taking a picture, and he's
how cute are those cops?
But he was conscious when he got in bed.
Well, he just doesn't remember.
In a blackout.
It all started when Reese Park went out for a night of revelry in this one place in Tasmania, and things got a little out of control. Park managed to get him into a taxi, but the taxi driver found it necessary to call for police assistance. Constables Nancy Siggins and Jeremy Blythe showed up at the scene. As Senior Sergeant Craig Fox explained in a Facebook post, it is not standard practice in Tasmania for police to actually escort drunks into their bedroom and make sure that they're tucked in safe and sound. But in this case, that is exactly what happened. Fox stated, on this occasion, police were contacted by a taxi company for assistance in getting the man home. When the police arrived, they found out his address, took the man home, and waited for a friend to arrive to look after him. They also tucked him cozily into his bed, so why not memorialize the good deed with a selfie? Park discovered the photo on his phone when he awoke and promptly posted it on Facebook with this snarky comment. And that's where it's funny, in the article, they have good cunts, but they have cunts with the asterisks.
Sure.
Right? So that they don't have, but it's right here.
So funny.
Anyway, how funny is that?
I like that they have a
good
sense
enough.
Of humor,
I know it.
Too.
The Tasmanian police evidently appreciated the shout out and also shared the photo on Facebook, using it as a lesson to all. As Fox put it, police are always looking for a place of safety for anyone who is affected by alcohol. And there's no place like one's own comfy bed. Just be sure to say cheese and good night to the nice officers. Or bloody good cunts, as it were, you know.
God.
Anyway, but how great is that?
That's
they're,
good.
Yeah, they're very like, good. Cheese. So I thought that very was a good. Cute story. Thank you, police officers, for getting him home safely.
You're welcome.
To good cunts everywhere.
That wasn't to you.
Oh, my God.
I was just channeling the police officers.
Were you? All right.
I was. Did you know I had no idea, because I've never seen this musical? Listen to this. Wait for it. We're gonna critique this, because this is relevant to the story. Huh? I just...
Mary likes the way I do my core.
Yeah.
It's called Jerry Likes My Corn. From Great Gardens.
From
the
Great
musical.
Gardens. Oh. Yes.
I had not
okay,
ever seen
way,
the musical.
Did you see what Jenny had up
that
there?
Was
that's
for
why
Jenny.
I
googled
it. Oh, got it. I'm like, what?
That's why
how
that
did
happened.
You? I was like, wait a minute.
That's how that happened.
That was too much for me.
Jerry likes
Jenny
my
said,
corn.
I love that
Jerry
song.
Likes my corn.
God damn. That documentary is so fucked up, and then the movie too.
Jerry likes
Drew Barrymore playing
both the documentary and the production are both fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, because the documentary portions of the Drew Barrymore, Jessica Lange movie are like imitated.
They're
you know what I mean? And spot on. They're
she
not,
does her flag
not,
dance in the atrium.
Oh my God, 4th of July show tunes are coming up. Flag dance.
Of course you
every
gotta,
year.
God. Of course you're going to have that.
It.
Hokey smokes, Bullwinkle.
Right.
I'm topical. I love a theme.
So this is a short one. What's in a name tag? Well, for one Nebraska man, it means criminal charges.
Oh.
Lincoln police arrested 26-year-old Markle Towner on Tuesday for allegedly resisting arrest and providing a false name to the officers. This is kind of a police theme evolving tonight, Marnie.
I do appreciate it.
Police responding to a report of domestic assault around 10:30 p.m. found the suspect Towner sitting in a parked vehicle outside the home. They noted that Towner also had two warrants for his arrest. When they questioned Towner, he allegedly gave his name as D'Angelo Towns. However, the officers say they noticed a lanyard around Towner's neck that read, Markle Towner.
Funny!
When Towner was told he was under arrest, police said he tensed up, resisted arrest, and yelled that he didn't do anything wrong. Towner was taken into custody after a struggle that lasted several minutes. The department statement also alleged that Towner's friends and family members surrounded the officers and tried to prevent the arrest.
That's always successful.
As you do, yeah. That always works out
real
well.
That always works out.
They don't care about that at all. Towner was taken into custody after a struggle that lasted several minutes. And, Towner is charged with resisting arrest, obstructing a government operation, false reporting, child neglect, and third-degree domestic assault. And his name tag busted him.
Mm-mm-mm. It's the little things.
Yeah. You got to pay attention to the details.
Yeah. Like the lanyard with your fucking name on it.
Kind of is a giveaway.
When you're giving your false name.
Well, dead fucking.
And then.
And your family is attacking.
I mean, eventually they would have got him with an ID or something and proven it. So again, easier. It's just easier.
Yeah. Okay, I'm loving that Jenny saw the musical dressed like Little Edie.
Oh my gosh.
Come on. That's brilliant. That.
The Hellhead
Style. Yeah, I felt like this was the best outfit for the day. Take this off and use it as a skirt. What?
I just watched the documentary again like 2 months ago. Yeah. It was so because it was on HBO and I was I'm watching it again.
Crazy.
You so do this and you're like, I'll just watch
it
5 minutes.
Right.
Then like 2 hours later watch the whole thing.
Right.
And then what you do after you watch it is you spend time Googling
everything
before,
about it.
Before and after pictures of the house. And you see how wonderful the house looks now.
Yeah.
That they had to go in and gut it and redo everything. But yeah, crazy shit.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of crazy shit, Jennifer Hernandez, who's 58 years old.
She sounds nice.
If nothing.
So far.
If she's nothing else, she's persistent.
Mm.
On April 22, she walked through the vehicle gate at the CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, where she was stopped by a police officer. Again, going with our law enforcement theme here. Wow. She explained that she had an interview in the complex, but the officer discovered she had no official business and was told she needed to leave. Well, on May 1st, she comes back. Military Times reported that Hernandez returned, this time in a Lyft vehicle, asking to see her recruiter. She was issued a written warning and directed to leave again. Well, on May
2nd... Bitch, you don't work here. Get out.
On May 2nd, notably, a day after, she was back, this time in an Uber vehicle, telling officers that she'd returned because her recruiter's phone seemed to be off.
Yeah.
Well, on that day, the officers went again. They told her to leave. She They inadvertently kept her ID card.
Oh.
So the following day, this would be May 3rd, she comes back again to pick it up and also asked if she could speak to Agent Penis.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no.
She was again told to leave the premises. She then refused, yelling at officers, "Do you really think I'm going to leave?" Oh. Well, finally, they just had enough of her shit. She was arrested and charged with trespassing.
Had enough of her shit.
Just have enough of your shit, woman.
That's it, we're done.
The fuck are you coming back in next time?
I like that she used Lyft and Uber, though.
Yeah,
a good disguise.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it depends on the
covert
surge pricing. Honestly, I'm pretty sure it was surge pricing related. If Lyft is too expensive, let's go to Uber, see what they're up to.
I thought it was a covert operation for her to be able to go see, you know, Senor Pina.
Agent Penis.
Agent Penis.
Do not give away his name.
Well, they could have also
said that. Is that because her last name's Hernandez? It's racist.
It's Pina.
Racist.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. I didn't even fucking hear her last name.
Racist.
I'm not kidding. Well, I channeled it.
Doing Pepe Le Pew over there for Jennifer Hernandez.
In the story, they have Agent Penis in quotes.
I didn't even hear it.
I could have also said the Little General.
Yeah, right. Stand at attention, God. Corporal.
Come on!
My God.
I love it. Good shit. It's good stuff.
Like
it.
Speaking of aggressive animals.
Speaking
awesome.
Of.
Wow.
But I am.
Residents of the village of Clareboro say that they are living in fear after a particularly aggressive raccoon dog has been spotted on the loose. What's a raccoon dog, you may ask?
Don't know.
I don't fucking know either.
No.
One resident, Betsy Greenala, posted a picture of the animal on social media in an effort to trace the exotic animal's owner.
Exotic?
It tried to attack her mother's goat.
Wait till you see the pictures of this
thing.
Trying to
see
attack the mother's goat? Oh, what? My
people,
God.
This is our raccoon dog. Does anybody know what this is? It attacked my mother-in-law's goat at 4:30 a.m. this morning.
Is that a porcupine?
And was unable to be scared off by two men. for an hour and a half.
So this in this picture, it looks more like a fat raccoon.
It looks more like a pig.
But looks like a
pig body.
Oh, it does look like a raccoon face.
In there, but this look, the other picture looks like a raccoon face, but the legs are too long.
Now, where was this at?
Outside.
Oh, it's outside, Marnie.
From flat to fat in 10 seconds.
It's in the village of Clareboro, which is in Lincolnshire.
Oh, good. Because I wasn't
sure. Now you know.
Well, the reason that I asked.
It's across the pond. It's not American. Not American.
No, no, no.
Now I know exactly where it is. Thank you.
Still outside.
Oh, Lincolnshire. Sure.
Oh, in Lincolnshire.
They do have a big problem.
It's right next to Worcestershire.
Not Lancaster, but Lincolnshire.
It's next to Worcestershire.
My point.
Yes.
Sir.
Yes, Marnie.
Or ma'am.
And there is one.
However you
self-identify.
I have one. Mm-mm.
Right. Nope. Ginny may win. I think she might be right.
Now.
Oh, my God.
I was making sure that it wasn't somewhere in the Midwest because of our friend the raccoon who scaled the wall. That
oh,
one
my
clearly
God.
Is not,
right? My
that
favorite
one
night ever.
Is not
my favorite night of the show ever.
Wally. Wally the raccoon.
Maybe that wasn't the name.
The excitement of that evening.
That evening
oh
was.
Oh, my God.
I mean.
That was the funniest. I told Kat last night, that is the funniest night I've ever been on the show.
Ginny, I get what you're saying. Pregnant raccoon.
It could be.
But the length of those legs, I've never seen one that it's like he's raised like a truck.
It's like the Tommy Tune of raccoons.
Right, like look at the comparison.
He's got a lifter. I see it.
Maybe it's just the camera angle.
Everybody
looks taller and thinner from like an up angle.
Well, even, raccoon dogs.
Even raccoon dogs.
Ah. Oh,
is a raccoon dog a thing or did they just make that up?
They just made that up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think they just used
Is that
two.
The chupacabra?
Oh, it could be.
The British chupacabra.
Honestly.
Yeah. Go to bed, little kids. The raccoon dog's going to attack your mother-in-law's ghost.
The Eurocobra is here.
I think it looks like
the Eurocobra.
What do you call that porcupine thing? Looks like a porcupine.
A porcupine thing?
Whatever. I couldn't think of the name.
Sure,
but who's the asshole leaving food out for this fat bastard?
Yeah, exactly.
Well.
Or did they do it just to get the picture?
It is understood that the raccoon dog has escaped from its pen and its owners are actually out looking for it.
Oh.
How did they know it has a pen?
Raccoon dogs are known to feed on amphibians and ground nesting birds.
Oh. Yeah.
They're being culled in some countries due to the risk they pose to native wildlife.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Oh, so now you just brought it
this
home.
This is a menacing pet.
Well, yeah, but now there's heartstrings involved.
Yeah, now it's not funny anymore.
Right, now it's not funny because that's a legitimate
now
thing.
Now it's not a fat
bastard. It's a real thing. And
I thought it was two kids dressed up
vicious.
In a goddamn costume running around.
Would have got away with it, too. If it wasn't for those meddling kids.
You know, like all the Bigfoot sightings in the Midwest we had in the 70s.
That's right.
I didn't bother. I'm gonna Google raccoon dog and see if it's a real thing.
Who was not able to corral the raccoon dog?
People just shoot
the owners
dirt.
Of the raccoon
the owners.
Dog.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'd be afraid of it too.
Yeah, right.
Oh my God, they're a real thing. I totally thought this was a bullshit story.
No, they're not.
No, fuck yeah, they are. The raccoon dog.
That's
also
why I
known
asked.
As the Mangut.
Mangut?
Do you
see?
Tanuki.
Can you send me a better picture? Because those pictures are shit.
Yeah, sure.
I know a lot about animals.
I think that's.
You know a lot about what?
Animals, see, I said.
Oh.
Raccoon dog, it's real.
It's real. Who knew?
Mama Di said
honestly, God, reading
the raccoon
oh, my God.
Real.
Mama Di is verifying me.
She's on top of
well,
that.
Well, she's retired. She got lots of time
I
to
feel
watch.
Yeah, so bad. Bad.
I had no idea just as soon as the Facebook loads,
know,
we're
going
to send this to Clayton. We've learned something here today. You know.
We have learned.
Here at Q Talk America.
Sure. We have learned something.
We have our finger on the pulse of Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
And the raccoon dog.
Still dead.
We value education, even in real time. You just watched me.
We saw Whitney last night.
You just watched me learn something.
We all
yeah,
did.
Yeah.
Right this minute.
I was this old right
yeah.
now when I learned
was
about
this old.
I was today years old when I learned that a raccoon dog is a real thing.
Is something
it does
cooking?
Smell like something's cooking.
Or burning.
Are you on fire?
Or something
gas,
burning.
Or the gas
I don't know.
Stove.
The window's open. Maybe
the roommates.
Are
well,
on
somebody
fire.
Outside, again, could be cooking. Or.
I just want to make sure we're not going to die.
I have a roommate
a
who could be
dog.
Cooking something in the kitchen.
Kat,
it's
I just remembered
dog.
Something from last night.
What happened last night?
Uh
oh. Are we allowed to tell
can
the people?
We, maybe.
Oh,
can
no,
we,
see,
is this a thing
we'll
that we
can
do
it during. We can do it in entertainment.
No, these look much more docile. The one in the picture you said looks like a rabid, awful animal.
Well, maybe someone threw a corn cob at it.
I can't deny that that's funny.
Two men couldn't scare
well,
it away,
you.
But one fucking
well,
corn cob
did the
that
trick.
That'll fucking get you.
Jerry likes my corn.
That should be the theme song of the show with Clayton McKee.
Jerry likes my corn.
That's frightening.
Corn days. Corn days. Is that B. Arthur? Sounds like B.
Arthur. It is.
Still dead.
Jerry likes my corn.
Not the corn that I like.
It is likely to be.
I don't know.
Probably Mary Louise Wilson.
Oh, I don't know who that
is. Okay, I don't think Christine Ebersole would have played Big Edie.
Okay, here's the pictures you sent. Well, I just snagged
you. She could have played Big
there's
Edie.
There's one. Oh, see, that's much better. That's much better. That doesn't look like a rabbit.
That looks sweet.
And then look at
until he jumps and attacks and your face right there.
Bites your face off.
And then look at this one.
Menacing little fucker.
He just ate someone's face right now.
Yeah. Your face hashtag.
When you look at that.
Pieces of face on his tongue right
your
now.
Your face hashtag.
It's actually,
thanks, Obama.
It's actually, oh my God. You know the memes you see where it shows before meth and after meth?
Oh.
So this is before meth. And then this is after.
It is! Oh, my God.
Don't do drugs.
Finger on the pulse of the opioid epidemic,
that's
ladies
right.
and gentlemen.
Before
that is the opioid epidemic.
After.
It says so much. Sad songs. Say so much.
Oh, my God.
Sea cells on the seashore.
I feel.
My God.
I feel like we do good work here.
We are doing God's work.
Yeah. Betty Buckley.
When are we going to start this good work
we're
doing?
Yeah, but that's not who's singing in this
can
particular
you adopt
recording.
It? We need to know more. Can I adopt a raccoon dog?
I don't know. Hang on. You know what a raccoon dog is.
But are they domesticated?
Google knows.
No, I think they're menacing. I think that was the word.
No, I don't know that you're
that
right.
That was the word used in the article.
Maybe this one is.
Well, yeah. That one
dear
sure
Google, can I
like
adopt
it.
A raccoon dog?
Oh, fuck no.
This is what I typed in there.
Not like it says, are you high?
Yeah. Oh, I spelled raccoon wrong.
Larry?
Do not misspell raccoon.
It is not legal to own one.
Oh, wow.
And even if it were legal to own, we at animalwised.com would still never advise anyone to adopt.
Yes.
A raccoon dog because they are menacing.
No!
Menacing.
Motherfucking menacing.
My gosh.
Bitch.
Wow.
What is wrong with the world?
You look like one of those, like, when you're like 13 or 14 and you're about to swear, but you're not sure if you should, and you can get away, and you say, son of a bitch.
Biscuit.
Well, when you think about it, regular trash bandits are pretty menacing, and they get into everything, those little fuckers. But if you look at this fat bastard.
Yeah.
What he's going to get, and he's going to dent something.
Well, you know what?
If he falls.
They're a very old species, according to this website.
Recently, there has been
no interest in taming and keeping them as a pet.
No.
In Eastern Europe, it's considered an invasive species.
Oh.
Oddly, very similar to the Kardashians.
Yes, exactly. And they're.
Nobody wants to own them.
No one. No.
And they're
way.
An invasive.
They are invasive as hell.
They are.
Yes. I agree. No.
Those are trash bandits, too. Like bastards.
My goodness.
They wear masks.
I think I finally found my spirit animal, honest to God.
The trash bastard? The donkey.
The menacing raccoon dog.
The raccoon dog.
That's
yeah. The donkey.
What animal best exhibits your personal traits? I'm going to say a raccoon dog. The menacing raccoon dog. All right. Yeah.
Not to be confused if you not with a coon dog because those are the ones that you hunt with.
Oh, where the red
very,
goes.
Very,
right.
Very big difference.
Ann and Dan. It's very sad. I'm still traumatized by that fucking book.
I still have never read it.
Oh,
I won't.
Don't. You won't.
No, and I won't see the movie. None of
it. No, the movie's even worse.
Old Yeller?
My God.
Never saw it.
I'm less affected
Bambi?
By that one.
No, I've actually never seen Bambi.
I've never seen Bambi or Dumbo.
Old Yeller died real fast and you didn't see him.
Okay.
Dan.
Still, I heard it was very.
Dan was eviscerated by a fucking raccoon. Like his guts were out. They were trying to push him back in. It's a whole thing.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Well,
they describe it in the book in great
detail.
It gets
5 stars on Netflix.
Oh my God.
No.
Is eviscerated equated to menacing?
Yeah. It is.
Some way.
Right. A raccoon dog would eviscerate someone.
And that would be menacing.
As would I. I will cut a bitch.
I'd say.
Oh.
Wow. You know how I'm in a gang, right?
I was in a gang one time. I went to Christown Mall and I had to either join a gang or die, so I joined the gang.
I want to know more about this someday. Not right now.
Not now.
But
though.
I'm saying at
we
some
don't have
point,
time. We don't have time.
No.
And I signed a non-disclosure agreement. No, it's a whole thing.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
That's how the you got jumped out?
The NDA doesn't expire for about 35 more years.
No, no. What the NDA?
There's so many questions I have that I'm not going
to
ask.
No, I went
to the... Sometimes I just lie. Yeah.
I do you think?
That's the other problem.
Yeah, yeah. I think so. But I like...
Oh, my mom's like, it's not related to the raccoon.
But I like that. Thank you. I like that it's in... Metro Center that you were
Chris Town.
Chris Town. Oh my God,
Cryptown Mall.
That's where you join all the gang.
It's now Spectrum.
Yeah,
that makes it better.
Whatever.
So much better.
So different.
Well, I went to that line about I'm in a gang because oddly, when I was at mom's yesterday having lunch,
you joined a gang.
Logo was doing no.
His mom did.
Yeah, mom and I joined a gang.
That's super believable.
Oh my God.
No, the
she's
willing,
like the head.
I would totally be a gay mom.
There was a
tats all the way up her arm.
Oh, yeah. That Clayton drew on.
Well, she was a crack whore.
She's making fucking.
No, you're the crack whore.
Oh, I'm the crack whore.
Yeah,
that's
no,
right.
My mom, you are.
I got that wrong.
Yeah,
because you're on crack.
Doug Wilkie just ferociously apologizes. Like, my gosh.
No, sorry. That's what we used to call Doug.
The crack whore.
She's like, hey, crack whore. That's what she called him.
That's what she called me. Yeah. At Winks.
Yeah,
don't send that back, though.
I know.
Yeah.
Now, this isn't a call and repeat. This right. Scared, yeah, no. No, but when we were up, there was a marathon of Will and Grace on yesterday, and the episode happened to come on where Karen Walker runs in. Says, Will, take your homo hat off, put your lawyer hat on. You know how I'm in a gang, right? Well, I was up on the, I was flashing my colors in the wrong hood, and I were about to take a cap to the head, and Rosario pulled up the little and pulled me in, saved my life twice, get me out of it. And she just runs out. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
But I forgot, you know how I'm in a gang,
that's
right?
Funny.
Karen, come
that's
on.
That's fantastic.
That is.
I,
like
I believe it's Marnie's story. Go,
Marnie, you're up.
Well, it is, and it has to do with that motherfucker, Mike Pence.
Oh.
Because we hate him. That's all I'm saying.
Sure,
that's the story. Now go
the end. No. Doug?
The end. Yeah.
He's nothing. Menacing.
Oh.
No, he's not.
He's too milk toasty to be.
Yeah, he's just going to use that same phrase.
Just milk
toast.
So anyway, but I do appreciate the folks at a small Christian liberal arts school, though.
Oh.
Because he was asked to come and give the commencement speech. And you know what they did?
Did they turn around?
They got up and left.
They've done this to him before.
Which I think is fucking brilliant.
They've fucking done this to him
before. So the best thing to do, if Mike Pence shows up at your graduation, just get the hell out.
That is good.
And that's exactly what dozens of students and faculty, which just made it even better.
In solidarity.
At Taylor University did this past weekend, where Pence was giving the commencement speech for their graduating class. And now you guys have all heard how he's boo-hooing because everyone's being so discriminatory.
You're so mean to me.
Everyone's
you're
super discriminating against him. God.
We know Christians are the most discriminated against
and
people.
And white male Christians.
White male Christians.
Totally oppressed.
Did you get it right, Doug?
That's how oppressed they are. I don't even know how to say
it
right.
You don't even know. I mean, it just happened. I mean, there's the raccoon dog, and then there's Mike Pence.
I mean, which is worse?
Mike Pence.
Which is more
Mike
menacing?
Pence.
I'll take the dog.
I'll take the fat bastard.
I'm going to take my fucking chances.
Meth addicted dog.
I'm taking my fucking chances. That's right. So
drug addiction's a problem.
Well, yeah.
Epidemic.
That's right. Taylor University is a small Christian liberal arts college in Pence's home state of Indiana.
Oh, wow.
There are around 2,000 enrolled students in total, with a graduating class of 494. The decision to include Pence in the ceremony had been heavily debated within the university.
Yeah.
Don't you think if something's that heavily debated, maybe we should just
get someone else?
Right. I mean, please have Scott Walker come in and give it. I mean, come on. I mean,
you talk about water.
Pence. Yeah, right.
How quality of water.
That's right. Anyway, so many throughout the student body and faculty didn't think it was appropriate for the school to invite a speaker who's so well known for his far right and anti-LGBTQ views. I think his presence makes it difficult for everyone at Taylor to feel welcome, said the graduating senior. Despite the school being religiously affiliated, some were quick to point out that Christianity and conservative views don't necessarily go hand in hand for everyone. For me personally, I think we should identify as Christians first before we have political ties. For his part, Pence used the platform he was given to influence and inspire young minds.
Oh, right.
To bemoan how difficult it is to be Christian in the modern world.
There it is.
Poor baby.
I know, Punkin.
Feel real bad.
Punkin!
Poor little thing. Poor little Pensy.
P.S. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. P.S. You're a douche.
Right.
So, lastly,
fucking douche.
He complained that lately it's become acceptable, even fashionable, to malign traditional Christian beliefs.
Oh, yeah.
So
how will they survive?
How will they survive?
Well, first
how
they were afraid.
Well, they're going to get... Then they were petrified.
Then they were petrified.
Yes. Yeah. They wondered how. he said, so as you prepare to leave this place and build your life on a Christ-centered, world-engaging foundation poured here at Taylor University, be prepared to stand up.
Mm.
Hopefully, most of that standing up will be in defense of people oppressed by the likes of Mike Pence.
Yeah.
Amen.
Wow. What a that's
give you a fucking amen to that.
That's perfect.
Yeah, it is. And but they stood up. There were dozens of them that just stood up.
Is the
wow.
The picture is somebody this. One of the caps that yeah. was at.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was one of the caps of one
I
of
like
the students.
That.
And it just
good
you
school
know,
with good students and good faculty.
Absolutely. And you know, and the thing
good
is
Christians.
That just sucks is that, and I understand that there are different belief levels here, like none and then some. And mm-hmm. so, it which is, like, I don't have yeah. anything. I don't care, right? Neither should you care for what right. I believe. It's the same kind of concept here. Like, why should that be pushed?
Yeah.
It does not need, the likes of that shit does not need to be promoted.
Yeah, it doesn't.
At all. And yep. so you have someone like him come in and... unbelievable to me that he keeps being asked to speak at any of these commencements because he's yeah. a fucking moron.
Yeah.
Well,
and he's a pouty little bastard.
Yeah. The bigger thing to me is, aside from somebody had to ask him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And want him to be there.
Right. So who on that board of directors of that school, on this damn board of directors?
Don't
and I'll replace you
with
all.
Me,
I built this company.
And
I'll
replace
take it
you
down.
All with a board.
No, she said, I'm on the board of directors of this lousy company.
I milk Pepsi.
I fought worse monsters than you in Hollywood.
I will come out publicly against your product.
It's a two-edged sword.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That was our Joan Crawford moment.
That was a good one. I like that.
I feel
it.
Better about it, Joe. But yeah, again, really. Somebody... decided that's who should speak there and arrange mm-hmm. it and invited him and all that shit. How out of touch is that person right. with their
yeah.
faculty and
I wonder, I bet it's an old white guy.
I wonder,
oh, 100%.
And I wonder why the student body didn't speak up sooner. Remember, they wanted to.
Well, maybe
just
it was
say,
a fucking surprise.
Don't
no, it's
bring
it
this person
debated.
Here. Yeah.
Oh.
But if you have
yeah.
something that heavily debated,
yeah, just don't
like
do
said,
it.
What?
Yeah.
If it's that going to cause that much mm-hmm. of a... Because you do have to make some fucking plans for that.
Yeah.
Because oh, right.
you have Secret Service and you
yeah.
have all these
oh,
things
yeah.
that have to be
right.
done. So he's
they saved my...
About
oh,
it.
My God. Thank you, Anna. They saved my
yeah.
first time at the rodeo.
I love it.
I will always beat you, Christina.
I can do the wire hanger sing later for you.
Okay, that'd be awesome.
I need another glass
like
of wine.
It.
No, I'll
yeah.
do it before
no,
we leave tonight.
I love tonight. That. That's good.
To let the affiliates down the line now.
No, it's good. I have a good version.
Anyway, but love it. Do you have another one?
You have one, Doug? You want
so
to
following
it?
The theme of politics, but this yes. is much more lighthearted.
I appreciate it.
You may have been following the Democratic side of the running for office.
The clown car.
The clown car, kind of. But, but
I mean, 23? I think
like
we're 23
right
now.
We're 23 and, yeah.
So Elizabeth Warren.
Only, six are,
and
only six are women.
Oh.
Yep.
That's interesting.
Six
I
women.
I really did think it was more than
nope.
that.
Nope. Only six women. Carry on.
Sorry, sir.
And one of them is Senator Elizabeth Warren, who yes. has managed to sort of differentiate herself, and it's working. She's got a little uptick with having well-thought-out policy,
mm-hmm. yeah.
which is really interesting and good. And like, so she's been able to go to events, and when she was with the Black Caucus, and I can't remember what state, and they kept saying, well, what about this? And her answer every single time was, well,
I
have
a plan
for that, which so uh-huh. you know this, right? So it was sure. great. Well, guess what else she has a plan?
Everything.
Well, so here it comes. One we didn't expect. From okay. student loan debt to unaffordable housing to the opioid crisis, Democratic presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren has developed a reputation for having a policy plan for everything. That prompted comedian Ashley Nicole Black to wonder in a tweet on Saturday, do you think Elizabeth Warren has a plan to fix my love life?
Oh. I bet she does.
Black Cute. Did not yes. expect to receive a response, yeah. which came one day later. DM me and let's figure this out. The Massachusetts senator responded. Black responded on Twitter, I am deceased. And the Twitterverse went crazy. This is the most magical thing I've ever seen happen on this website or anywhere, wrote writer Katie McBride said. It is the literal opposite of the presidential Twitter we've had for the past 2.5 years. And I could not be any more here for it. The specifics of Warren's love plan have yet to be publicly announced. Jaded political observers might even surmise that there is no love plan and that Warren's tweet was merely a ploy for attention. Nonetheless, Warren admirers were swayed by her willingness to play along. Most days, I'm fairly content to be a Canadian. But this morning, I wish I could elect you, wrote actress Miranda Duffy. How effing awesome is this, tweeted writer Annie Fox. A POTUS with a heart, a mind, a sense of humor, and 2X chromosomes. Yes. We are so ready for this. And it wasn't just liberals who found Warren's tweet endearing. As a longtime vocal Republican in Hollywood, she is slowly winning me over, wrote Lana Walker, who works in media relations. According to a Fox News poll, Warren is currently one of the leading Democratic contenders, polling in third with 9% behind Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders at 17% and Vice President Joe Biden. It's different.
We don't even need to say it. We don't even need to say his name, right? That's
if fine. Warren's secret plan to find affection doesn't work out for Black, the comedian might try having a first date recorded by NPR. Those most always lead to marriage.
I thought that was cute. Yes. I love that.
One of the things that I'm finding, and I know Kat will have a comeback for this because I just know Kat.
You're welcome. That's what I'm here for.
I watch, I mean, it's no secret, I watch Rachel. I watch all of them. I'm saturated with interviews from all of these people who are on all the time. And tonight, Kamala Harris was with Lawrence O'Donnell at a town hall, which I'm curious to watch later. Because, again, she's another one who's come up with plans.
Yep.
Who she's dropping them like your thought, just like Elizabeth is. But I think one of the things that it's like somebody who's longing to be in love, and anybody that gives them attention that is nice to them, or however you want to put it, you just fall in love with all of them. Mm-hmm. I think right now we have been so void of any sanity from anybody on the other side with any plans for anything for this past 24 months. That we've dealt with this bullshit. Well, longer if you go back to when his campaign started in 2015.
Well, he's a stable genius.
Of course, very stable. Modern major general, blah, blah, blah. But I think one of the... You just listen to people speak who are educated and understand, and there's science and articulate. Right, all of those things. And you're like, oh, I like them. Oh, I like them. Oh, I like them.
It's like, and your perspective is so skewed.
The winnowing of all of this will happen. But I hear wonderful things from... All of them.
Right. They all have something
Castro,
nice.
And, Beto.
Right. They all have something to contribute.
I cannot tell you how long it's been since I've heard somebody speak as eloquently as Mayor Pete.
Yeah.
I Amazing. Agree.
It's astounding. Oh, the takedown that he did of the whole thing about him, the avoidance of the draft.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He cut him at the knees.
Totally cut him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, wow, that was something. Mm-hmm. But on
Veterans Day.
But no, I realize...
Yeah, Memorial Day.
I realize they're not all going to cross the line, and that's fine.
Right.
But I'm so happy to hear somebody speak, and it's, you're nice, and you're smart, and you. Just
insane.
For that.
Insane.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. It's nice.
I can buy into that. I can buy into that. Yeah.
It's attractive.
I'm still a little bit of a false equivalency there, though.
Like, there's a big difference between making a well-put-together and thought-out speech and having an entire thought-out legislative plan. You know what I mean? Like, there's a false equivalency by saying that Elizabeth Warren's a million plans are the same as Pete Buttigieg saying nice things on TV.
No, you're absolutely right. But like, just Elizabeth Warren, people that can speak and articulate.
Very nice. Yes, and it's all very nice. But Elizabeth Warren has done all of the work for the semester already.
Right.
It's first day of class. This bitch has looked at the syllabus, has done everything on there.
Yeah.
She looked up three books that relate to the topic, and she also read those over the summer.
Sure.
Like, this bitch is fucking prepared.
I have liked Warren for the long time. I dip with my likability for her. For what was it with? There was something that happened, and I was like, I think we're afraid. Then I realized no, it was just a blip in the deal because her long term.
Even then, it's minor.
Her long term, like everything you look at, has been fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
All that she's done, how she hustled and worked,
I like that she does the whole anti-corporate, you know, thing, and wealth inequality is a huge issue for her. All of those really important
things.
And
it always has been. It's not a new thing, and that's what I think is fantastic. Yeah.
And again,
exactly.
It's not like she's found things to jump on a bandwagon.
I may be completely an idiot with this, but I really want to see a woman run this ship.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We would be in much more capable hands.
The beautiful irony of it would be, if I'm using that properly, would be for a woman to kick his ass out of the...
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And am I using that?
Alanis Morissette has fucked me for life. She ruined that.
I mean, it would be better if it was a black lesbian woman.
Yes.
Just because... That would ring every bell.
Absolutely.
But
Kamala's close enough.
She'll be coming out soon.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she will.
No, she will.
Wow.
But I mean, truly, that just because I get what you're saying as far as the being prepared and whatnot. But
yep.
It just, when I, because when you hear Pete, for instance, mm-hmm. Mayor Pete, in anything, it's not as though he's stumbling for an answer
at all.
He's just, somebody says something and he's like, because he is prepared, I think, as well, differently.
Yeah.
I mean, because he's super smart. Because he's really fucking smart.
Right.
But not over the top to where he makes people, according to the interviews that I've seen, excuse me, and read, he's not demeaning mm-hmm. about it.
Mm-hmm. No. And he it's interesting because somebody who is in the, as oppressed as gays are, or as whatever, you know, any group, and he's in there. He's got it. He's out. He's gay. He's a veteran. He's got all of these other things. But you're right. He never comes back at anybody. Yeah. And again, he took that whole dissertation he did about the avoidance of privilege and money to get your doctor to write you a note to get out of the war.
And then he said, and to fake an affliction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was like, he fucked him up.
Yeah. Which is an affront to people who seriously have afflictions.
Said that.
Yeah, he
right.
did, right.
Yeah.
Well, and the other And the other thing that I enjoy with his speaking is that he's very humble.
Oh, yeah.
So when it comes to him enlisting, it's not like, yep, and I did it because of this, and he, you know, he was like,
You know what he said about it? When they were, even within the praising of him, mm-hmm. when they were like, oh, my God, in the army and all this, he did just what you wouldn't expect, the right thing. He goes, well, I didn't take out Obama, but it was kind of dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, even that, like, Osama bin Laden. That's what I meant.
Right.
Different.
And I thought, that is so just astute.
Right.
Just so, like, right there. Like, mm-hmm. Don't get all mad. Don't wave the flag, and I'm the big, you know.
I know I'm not going to get the season number right, but I liked it when he said, well, while I was on the ground in Iraq, you know, Trump was doing season blah, blah, blah of The Apprentice.
I know.
And I was like, oh,
I know, like jugular.
Well, you were doing some real shit. He was over here going, "You're fired."
Yeah,
Only because it was scripted.
Well, right. and I love, even though it's something he's carrying through. You know, like the little taglines that go through. I love when he said, "You know, I thought that there could be some other things that would be helpful with me being in the service." You know, like learning Arabic, but you know, little did I know that they wrote down that I know aerobics.
Yeah,
you know, and all this, and it's cute,
right? And he became the fitness whatever of the platoon, right?
Oh my God,
it was just very funny that's what they wrote down.
But what a fucking thing! Arabic. He could go to their country as a president. He could go there and speak their language.
Wow.
How fucking crazy
what a head
is that?
Spinner oh, wait, would that be?
He's like
whereas
seven
Trump
or
can't
eight.
Go anywhere and even speak ours.
Well, right, he has trouble with English.
I mean, that guy.
He's like Scooby Doo. Oh
my God!
What is this?
Raggy.
Mayor Pete, what 7, 8, 11 languages, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. I think 8.
Something, yeah.
It's like 8.
And who knows? Within the last week, it could
it's probably
be 10,
another, depending on where he's going
or
next.
What book he wanted to read.
So. Anyhow.
Anyway.
What a weird phenomenon. Yeah.
That was my last one.
Yeah.
Well, this one's a little political. It's close to home. I have two more stories before we kick over to the other segment. And this one, again, this I titled this one, Keep Your Enemies Closer. A California lobbyist for Chevron Corp is urging retirees of the oil company that live in Arizona to oppose electric car policies, saying the vehicles are too expensive for most people and should not be promoted at all. A handful of people who either retired from Chevron or Unocal, which Chevron acquired back in 2005, have used a form letter that they were sent to urge Arizona corporation commissioners not to require electric companies here to build electric car charging stations. Form letters are commonly used by lobby commissioners, but the secretive nature of this campaign has drawn criticism, including from a retiree who alerted commissioners of the lobbyists' efforts. The letters discourage electric car infrastructure completely. Quote, let the electric vehicle industry finance the construction of the infrastructure from which it will benefit rather than burdening most Arizona ratepayers with the cost of supporting the electric vehicle market. Which is what?
Burden me. Burden me.
I'd love to. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. So, and this, I've seen so much about this and then the other stuff where that's being more and more exposed about APS that is
so corrupt. That
corrupt and funding anti-solar while running commercials saying, we're solar.
Yeah. Right.
You fucking liars.
Yeah. Just gross.
It just drives me nuts.
Yep.
Awful. So, anywho, just be aware that there are people out there all over the place that, you know, oh, this is lovely. And then on the other hand, they're like, it just drives me nuts.
Yeah.
That's a very, very long story. You can look it up on ArizonaCentral.com, or I'm sure you could Google it from anywhere else. But our final story is about a gentleman named Leonard Olson, 70 years old.
Oh, Lenny.
He was arrested in Lakeland, Florida on May 10th for reckless driving after an off-duty sheriff's deputy filmed him sitting on his sunroof while his Cadillac drove down the road about 40 miles an hour. When Florida Highway
Now I'm on board.
Yes.
I'm on board.
Cat's back in.
When Florida Highway Patrol troopers asked him about riding on his sunroof, Olson said, well, I don't know about that, but later admitted that the car was on cruise control. He says, quote, the car drives itself and has a gigantic computer in it. This according to WTSP affiliate. Says, quote, I thought it would be a nice way to praise God for a minute, and that's what I did.
Oh, my God.
After his arrest, Olson told officers he would rather be taken to jail than back to his wife, who he says treats him like a servant.
I love Lenny so much.
Lenny's our new hero.
Is there a legal defense fund for him?
I don't know how in the hell you go from, you get the car to 40, you set the cruise, and somehow you get your ass set up on the top and you're steering with your foot, I'm assuming.
I could do it.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah. Well, the car drives itself.
I feel good. Well, and it probably has like automatic sensors and automatic contacts for when you're too close to something.
Oh,
yeah.
If it's a new car,
something tells me this was not the first time you did it.
Correction.
He's tried it at 15 miles an hour.
He tried it in his cul-de-sac at home. Trying to get away from his
wife. That's how I would do it. I would go to the mall first and try it at about 10 miles an hour. And be like, I bet I could just fucking ride up on the top and it would just... that's something you do more than once.
That's a fair
point. Also, I'm going to go look for a new car.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
That's a fair point.
Just you don't have a sunroof on your van.
I know, I'm going to have to trade in the van on a newer car than the van itself.
Oh. Wait a minute, I have all those things.
Oh, well.
We could test it out online. Yeah.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Let's go.
Show's over.
Closing up.
We know what we're going to be doing in a little while.
Drugs will not be involved.
I better have another beer first. Though.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Because I'm not going with.
Right. Oh, sure. Yeah, no, I wouldn't expect you to.
No.
Where's my... I've got to...
Incidentally, we don't actually promote drinking and driving.
No, not at all. For
those of you that are listening,
I gave that up for Lent.
It was very funny. But
when the show first started, we had a sponsor from a cab company that would drive us back and forth.
Yeah. Was it Sunrise?
No, it was Rainbow.
Oh, yeah. Rainbow. Oh, Sarah. Yeah. Sue.
Sue, yeah.
Yeah.
Sue Molinar.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah, Lord mercy.
And then that all went to hell. Let's see. Doug, what are you going to do with this? I don't know.
Entertainment!
Well, I do have a story, one story that not everybody who's upset about the end of Game of Thrones are fans. So are some of the cast members. So I'll have a story about that.
Okay.
That's exciting.
I want to say my funny thing when we were watching one of the musical things.
Funny thing, that's a good place.
at the bar last night. And Clayton, you have
opinions on a lot of things. We'll
no,
be
the
right
all
back.
In the family Jeffersons live.
We'll talk about that too. Yes, absolutely. All right. Well, we'll be back with our third hour of Love and Tenderness right after this.
No war hangers. What's wire hangers doing in this closet when I told you no wire hangers ever?
You're listening to Hugh Talk America.